first date follow-up.
Rebecca is on the phone for a first date follow-up today, and apparently either she's like 15 or she just decided to meet somebody the old school way. She met the dude she wants to call today at the mall.
Oh.
His name's Terrence, I guess. What's up, Rebecca? How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. So you met the dude you want to call today at the mall, huh? We'll get into that in just a second.
Yeah.
But how long has it been since you talked to him?
Like a couple weeks now.
Couple weeks.
That's
okay.
A long time.
And how many times have you reached out to him since your date?
I've texted him twice.
Twice. All right. And you've gotten no response. So tell us about how you met first before you tell us about your date. You said you met at the mall?
Yeah, I was actually there just to, like, I don't know, get some clothes or something. I don't know, whatever you do normally at the mall. And I walked by and I was like, oh, that guy is, he's pretty great looking. And he was, like, laughing.
What store was he in?
I just walked by him at first. You know, he was just lingering.
All right.
And he saw you too, or?
I think we made eye contact. Yeah, enough for me to be like, I'm going to follow up on this, right? And so, so I just, you know, like, we made eye contact, and I thought, oh, if this is, you know, it was, he just made an impression, right? So I thought, I'm going to do another flyby, as it were.
Okay.
And he was still there and, like, laughing with his friends or whatever, and I thought, forget it, you know, let's just seize the day and see what happens. And so I went up and introduced myself and said, you've got a great smile, and gave him my number. And yeah.
No way.
That's cool. I know a lot of women are gun shy with that, you know, but there's a lot of dudes that are, you know, like, but it's always expected that a guy's got to ask. Mm-hmm. I think it's great that you would do that. I mean, what's the problem in asking somebody for their number?
Yeah. It takes a lot of courage.
Thank you. Yeah. And I thought it paid off.
Yeah. So he obviously gave you his number, and did you go out on an actual date?
So, so we, you know, texted back and forth a little bit, like you do, you know, and you're feeling things out, and he seemed cool. And then we decided, let's meet up and go to a ball game. So we went to a baseball game. You know, it was like a very wholesome first date.
So you went to a baseball game. How was that with him?
It was great. You know, it was a gorgeous day, and my team won, and we, you know, I got some hot dogs and popcorn, you know, all the crap that you eat when you go to a ball game. And we had a good time. He was really into the game.
Was that a turnoff for you that he was more focused on the men wearing tight pants, swinging a bat around with their bulging muscles than you, the woman that had the guts to approach him at the mall and ask for his phone number?
I don't know if I was like, if it was a turnoff, but I couldn't get a good feel for things, right? Like I thought, here I am, seems like we're having a good time, and the more that the game progressed, the more he was focused on that. And so I started to kind of think, oh, maybe he's just super into sports, or, you know, maybe he has hidden dreams.
That's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
So towards the end I was like, oh, maybe this isn't as going as well as I thought it would, or, you know, I just wasn't exactly sure what happened. But then it seemed like we would hang out again. Nothing terrible happened, and, you know, say goodbye and, like, be in touch and, like, all that kind of normal stuff.
Yeah. Was there any reason that you think he's not calling you back at all?
I definitely talked a lot and tried to make conversation the whole time. And the other thing was that so I'm a pretty healthy eater, and I am always, you know, paying attention and working out, whatever. But when I go to a baseball game, all bets are off, right?
Okay.
So, like, that is my cheat time. So I had a pretzel, and I had some nachos, and I had a hot dog.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice. You had all of that.
Yeah.
Part of me was like, well, maybe he thinks, you know, that I'm just a pig and that I ate too much. I don't know. Those are the things that I was trying to figure out.
All right, well, we'll try to figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can figure out why he's ghosting you, okay?
Great, thank you.
All right, we'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show. And welcome back to the Jubal Show's first date follow-up field. It's the bottom of the seventh, and Rebecca's on the phone, and The reason I'm speaking in the baseball announcer voice is because Rebecca isn't getting a call back from Terrence. Yeah, that's enough of that. All right, anyway. Rebecca is on the phone and she went out with a guy named Terrence. They met at the mall, went out to a baseball game. She thought it was awesome, but at the end of the date, he left and has not talked to her since. It's been a couple weeks. She's texted him twice, heard nothing. She thinks the only reason she can think of that he's not calling back is because she ate all of the food
at the
that was
in
the stadium. The concessions at the baseball game, right, Rebecca? You ate everything that was there.
I did because I love baseball food.
All right, so she thinks maybe that her eating so much during the game might have turned him off. I don't think that would. I think most guys would actually like that. Be like, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's comforting.
You know? I don't know if that's the reason.
I doubt it.
Gonna call him right now and see if we can figure it out.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Terrence, please?
Hey, who's this?
Terrence, how are you? This is the Jubal Show. My name's Jubal.
And mine's Alex.
And mine's English Evan.
And yours is Terrence.
Yep. I think. Okay.
And the Jubal Show is a radio show.
Okay, why are you guys calling me?
Well, I'm calling you because we do a segment on our show called the First Date Follow-Up. It's where if you go out on a date with someone and then ghost them after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And you recently went out to a baseball game with a woman named Rebecca.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
You remember
how
Rebecca?
Was the game?
It was good. It was a good game. We had a lot of fun. Ate a lot of food. Got to talk a bunch. It was good.
Okay. Well, then why aren't you calling her back?
You know, I think we have, you know, different priorities, you know.
You guys just didn't like mesh well together?
No, she was cool. She was, you know, really funny and down to earth. It was just that.
I'll tell you what she said, and you let me know if this is the reason you're not calling her back, okay?
Okay, let's hear.
Okay, so she said that she really liked you. You guys met at the mall. She actually walked up to you and asked for your number, which that's kind of cool. You must be an attractive dude, correct. Terrence.
Good for you.
And you went to the baseball game, and she thinks that it might have turned you off how much she ate at the baseball game.
What?
She said she felt like she ate so much that you might not be calling her back because you just think that she pigs out all the time.
Wow. No, I mean, she did put it down.
We
put
heard.
A lot of food down.
Okay.
But that's definitely not it.
Okay. Well, what is the reason, though? Or is there a reason that you're not calling her back? Because she said she liked you a lot.
Yeah. No, I liked her, too. I just, at one point during the game, she kind of said that she kind of wants to casually date people, you know? And it's just not where I'm at right now. Right.
So what are you trying to do? You're trying to find a wife right away?
I'm trying to find a wifey, you know, get the family.
Right.
Yeah, but it has to start with dating like someone while they're still single, you know, and people date when they first get to meet each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the intention though. And it just seemed like her intention wasn't that of trying to, you know, be exclusive with me. So,
So that's just it though, because she's dating other people. You don't want to go out with her again.
Yeah. That was pretty much it.
Okay. Well, she's also on the phone and wants to talk to you, and she's been listening to this conversation, so there's another surprise for you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Hey. Like right now?
Hey.
Yep.
Hi, Terrence.
Right now. There she is.
Wow. Okay. I feel like I've been ambushed. Okay. Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. It's good to finally talk to you again.
You too.
I'm glad to know that it wasn't the fact that I had every food item at the stadium that day that drove you away.
No, it's just that you wanted to date other people, and that's what drove me away.
So you did get driven away by something.
Okay, well, I guess, like, I get what you're saying. If we'd been dating for, you know, a few months or something, but this is our first date. I'm not ready to, like, you know, cut the chaff or whatever from the very get-go. I just meant that, like, I'm like seeing different people right now, and that means like probably, which is not as fun as it sounds, a bunch of first dates, which is a lot of work actually. But then after that, you know, like getting to know different people and then making decisions from there. But I kind of feel like I can't get to know somebody well enough after one date to decide, oh, okay, I'm going to take everybody else off the table. You know?
No, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I guess I'm just not as popular as you. You know, usually it's just one at a time. And but, hey, I can understand.
So you don't
understand.
Okay, so you still aren't interested, even though it sounds like, I'll make it clear for you, Terrence. Rebecca, you're interested in a relationship, right? Like, no, you
I
don't want to.
I want to get there, sure, but I can't say for sure at the very first
Yeah, you've
date.
Only had one date, so you've got to explore it more to be there.
Yeah, I'm not going to isolate myself in a Terrence bubble in the meantime, right? Like, I'm going to try to date some other people, too, until I get a better feel for everything.
Well, let me just ask a question then. Terrence, would you like to go out on another date with Rebecca? We'll pay for it. Rebecca, you could be in the Terrence bubble for a little bit there. And then you could get out of that bubble and just be in your own bubble for a little while and then go back. You guys could get in each other's bubble a few times and then and maybe at some point decide to always be in the same bubble.
Oh, wow. Okay, you know, I'm down. I'm down if I'm the only person at the date, you know, there with you.
Well, I think that's That'd a given, nice. Terrence.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I'm not sure how it all works.
So. Well, I don't know for sure. Rebecca, do you want to go on a group date with...
I mean, with you, Jubal? Jubal and... Huh? And them two?
Yeah, no, I don't want to go. No.
You're paying for it. Why not?
Well, paying for it, but I just want to make sure, Rebecca, you don't want to take Terrence on a date with a bunch of other people you're dating.
All the other dudes.
No, I don't. I'm a one bubble at a time date person.
Okay.
There we go.
Well, Terrence, you want to go out again?
All right. Let's do it.
Oh,
all right. Congratulations.
What? Yeah, Terrence.
What? Yeah.
Did not see this coming.
Alrighty.
I think we would call that a home run. I think we would.
I think that would, see if you guys can get a grand slam.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stay in those bubbles.
Congratulations, you guys.
Have fun on your second date.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Thank you so much. Jubal's first date follow-up.